It's time for today's daily devotional, and we're going to wrap up our series on asking for a friend. Today, I want to focus on the phrase, I really want to go to church, but I don't have nice clothes like, you know, everybody else does. Our scripture focus comes from 1 Samuel 16:7. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. So we're just going to say what a lot of people feel, but are too afraid to admit, that church can feel intimidating sometimes when you walk in. Especially when you think everyone else has it all together, like the right words, the right family, the right outfits, the clothing. Maybe you've stood in front of your closet on a Sunday morning and thought to yourself, I can't go in there looking like this. My shirt's not pressed. I don't have polished shoes. I don't have a Sunday best dress. But what if I told you that God isn't looking for your present? He's looking for your presence. Let that sink into your brain. God doesn't care about your dress code. What he cares about is your heart condition. He doesn't see wrinkled jeans or scuffed up sneakers. What he sees is a soul who is seeking him. And that's what moves his heart. So there's a big difference between being present and presence. A present is something you bring to impress, to earn approval, to gain favor, but your presence, just showing up, is what God desires the most. Not because he needs you to be perfect, but because he wants to be with you. And you don't need a special outfit to be welcome in God's house. Jesus wore simple robes, walked dusty roads. He surrounded himself with fishermen and outcast type people and broken folks who just came as they were, and he still does. So if all you've got right now is a torn up t-shirt or a hoodie, but you got a heavy heart, then bring it on in this weekend. If that's all you got, jeans and a bunch of questions, bring those too, because your presence is enough, because he is already present and he's waiting for you. God, thank you today for not asking us to be polished or perfect before we come to you. Thank you for just loving us as we are, and help us stop focusing on how we look on the outside and really just start focusing on being present on the inside and in your house and in your presence. And thank you for meeting us right where we are. In Jesus' name we pray today. Amen.